This program is brought to you by LegendaryStrength.com. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. It is recommended you talk to your qualified health professional before making any changes to your exercise plan, diet, or prescription medication use. Legendary Strength is not responsible for any claims made during this program.
Hey there, it's Logan Christopher, and we have a special podcast today because guess what? I injured myself. Now, this is something that hasn't happened in quite a long time, actually, because of the training that I do and everything I do, as far as we'll talk about some of the things that you do to avoid injuries, but this is the first time literally in years. I can't even remember the last time I hurt myself, except when I was doing a double kettlebell press where they're stacked and I lost control at the top and it rolled the handles, my finger got caught between them, and my finger's still a little deformed from that. And that was maybe 4 years ago, somewhere about that time. So this is the first time since then I've actually hurt myself in my training. And the truth is it happened with kettlebell juggling. Pardon me, I was doing the whole kettlebell juggling, promoting it as actually a way to prevent injuries, to injury-proof your body by going through that training. And I still believe that. However, there were a couple things that, it's not something where injuries are impossible. Obviously, with what you're doing there, they are definitely a possibility. So, along with that, I was, part of me didn't want to come out and say this, but I got to be truthful in everything that happens and use this as a learning experience and also to help you through. And truth is, everyone gets injured at one time or another in their training. It just happens. So first off, I want to talk about a couple things you can do and how to avoid injuries. Like I said, it has been years since I last hurt myself. I was, kind of joking with someone, but saying I don't really remember what pain feels like, but truthfully, I haven't been in like an injured situation where something has stopped me from doing what I want to do in quite a long time. There was, when I was doing martial arts, I did suffer some bruises on my forearms that made it, hard to hit other people, but that was really in a contact sport, sort of a different thing than just hurting yourself, lifting by yourself. So how do you avoid injuries? Of course, number one on this list is don't be overly stupid. Now, some people would put kettlebell juggling in that category. I disagree. I think it can be done in a safe manner. We're going to talk about the specific things that actually led to this injury and some of the ways that I was being a little stupid in what I was doing. So just don't be overly stupid in training. If you just start trying to juggle a 100-pound kettlebell when you've never done one before, never even swung a kettlebell, you're setting yourself up to end up hurting yourself. So you want to, of course, avoid that. Secondly, I'd say you want to train in ways that prevent injuries. Now, what is going to help you to do this? I think having a lot of proprioceptive awareness within your body is going to help a lot. My friend Chuck Halbachan talked about a story where he was walking at night through his yard and ended up stepping on a nail. And instead of it just puncturing his foot like it would happen for many people, his body automatically went into a reflex where he went into a roll. So he was able to escape injury from doing that. If you train in your ways that your body can learn how to avoid injury, really, where it can compensate where it needs to. You don't want to build up so much compensations that you're stacked one side, which itself can lead to injury. But if you do certain things right, you're going to be able to avoid injury. By doing the kettlebell juggling where you're not always in the right position, I think that goes a long way toward doing that. So that is one thing you can do. And of course, training the whole body without leaving weak points. A common thing with bodybuilders, for instance, where they end up hurting one of their joints or tearing a tendon ligament because they don't lock out in their training, which is really where you get that strength if you're just trying to keep the strain on the muscle the whole time, and that's the only thing that's getting stronger, your tendons and ligaments aren't able to handle it, then one time when you get to a lockout, something bad can happen. So doing all the different things I've talked about in many different places about training in ways that prevent injuries from happening. That's a big part. And third, and probably the most important thing of all, is to listen to your body. Of course, this is a big thing among the biofeedback training, where if you listen to your body through the signals it gives you, then you're not going to injure yourself. Still a possibility, but you're going to minimize the chances of doing that. Now, here's the thing most people don't talk about. It's just like with when people say follow your intuition. Well, intuition is really a trained skill. What people think as of their intuition a lot of times is just some anchor from the past, or just, you know, the first idea that pops in their head. That can be intuition, you know, certain things it works with, but really it is a trained skill, and until you do the right training to build that up, you don't really know if you can rely on your intuition or not. I'd say there's some truth to that with the body as well. And the more you get in touch with your body, which we do through training, all the different training, doing things like mobility work is one big one. All sorts of body weight movements really help with this. But really also getting in touch with the signals your body gives you. You can be great kinesthetically in the outside and how you move and all that, but really not be aware of signals within your body at the same time. So you want to work on improving these. I produced a course, which I actually never released publicly, Beyond Biofeedback, which talks about the different levels and different steps. And in it, I talk about, you know, you don't need to actually do the testing as they lay out after you've done it for a while, because you can figure out within the movements themselves, you get a signal within your body. So this can be trained, and the more you listen to your body, you're not going to be overly stupid. You're going to train in ways that help prevent everything, and you're not going to suffer any injuries, or it's going to be very rare when it happens, like is my case, you know, where it's been about 4 years since my previous training injury. So let's actually talk about what specifically happened. As I mentioned, it was during kettlebell juggling. Now, what was I doing? I was doing some moves that were in an awkward position, as many kettlebell juggling was, but I was really working with too heavy a weight. The reason I was doing this was I was filming for the new course. And so while doing this, my main goal was to get through the material I had to do. My goal wasn't training where I'm actually paying attention to my body. I had something else. I was taking my mind off of that. So my main goal was filming. My main goal wasn't the training itself. My main goal wasn't listening to my body. And that's why I kept doing these moves in order to get it for the film, to be able to put it on the course. And there wasn't one specific move. I just noticed after I was done with that my back hurt a little bit. Now, here's the thing. It wasn't that bad at all. I just took a couple days off. And let me specify, it was the low back region. It just felt a little sore, like I had strained or pulled something. Not crippling pain or anything like that. That came later. So I took a couple days off, and it seemed to be feeling a lot better. So I started to get back in my training. And actually, what made it a lot worse, I was doing my hand balancing practice in the mornings like I was doing. And for some reason, it wasn't a specific move that happened. It was just something throughout that practice. I'm actually thinking it was an L-sit. Now that I'm looking back at it and seeing some of the results of the injury, but something during that practice, whether it was the L-sit or doing the handstand or something else, after I was done with that, my back started hurting really badly, quite a bit worse. Of course, I stopped my practice after that started happening, and I went on with my day. By the time it was nighttime, it was really bad, and actually when I went to sleep, that seemed to be the worst when I was laying down. It got to a point where it was really hard to get out of bed. It was quite painful when I did that. So at this point, I was not very happy because it had gotten worse rather than getting better, even though it was getting better. So that happened. So then what did I do? I felt, you know, again, listening to my body, and through doing everything I did, I think I am pretty good at doing that. I felt like something was off in my back and that it would be wise to go see a chiropractor. Now, here's the thing. I've never seen a chiropractor before. So this was my first opportunity to do that. And after I saw the chiropractor, she gave me some details on what she thought was going on, and could definitely see that there was a lot of strain and spasms going in the back. So she treated that, corrected some things, put some tape on me, and sent me on my way with the plan to come back in another week. So the next day, my back was maybe even a little worse. It felt really sore, but after that, it got quite a bit better. Day after day, it started healing up. I did a number of other things during this time, and I want to talk about all those different things for people that injure themselves. Some of these will apply. It depends on what your injury is. Of course, number one is I stopped training altogether for a time. Now, here's the thing. She was saying, oh, you can do things like with your arms and whatnot. But the truth is, in all the training I do, it's full body. So can't do kettlebell juggling. Rock climbing, I started a little earlier than the other thing because I could do that without, you know, really involving my back all that much in the movements, at least the lower back. Of course, the lats are engaged to some degree. What I wasn't doing, of course, was with the bouldering is jumping off the top, but being sure to climb down and all that, doing belay, so I didn't even have to do the work on coming down. So I did get into that before I started getting the other things, like doing handstands once again. It's really a full body movement. The back is involved quite a bit in those movements. And the kettlebell juggling, that was the thing that I waited longest to get back to. So stopping trainer altogether for a time, it was necessary when the point was that it was hard for me to walk in the mornings. Got better throughout the day, but that's what was happening. Something else I did, even before seeing the chiropractor, but something that helped at least momentarily, and I figured if it was helping momentarily, it would also be helping with what the actual injury was, and that was hanging upside down. Now, I have a great device called the yoga trapeze that I got from a guy, Lucas Rockwell. It's actually, sell those, they are available on my site. It's a great device for doing these inversions. It's really easy to set up. It doesn't really take much at all. Allows you to hang upside down. There's a lot more cool things you can do with that, but I've been using a lot since then for this exact purpose. And it's funny, right after I started doing this, I was looking at a video from Donnie Thompson where he was talking about doing the same thing because he had hurt his back through his training, and this was the best thing that helped him to heal his back. And I believe he said something like he had several herniated discs. I didn't think my back was that bad. If I did think it was much worse than it was, I probably would have gone to seeing a doctor, even though I haven't seen a doctor in a number of years. So I stopped training altogether for a time, went and saw a chiropractor. I was hanging upside down, and this is something I would do for, you know, a couple minutes at a time throughout the day. Whenever I felt like it, whenever I went down in my garage, I would go and do this for a little bit, and my back would feel a lot better momentarily, like I said, but I also think it would help with the entire process. I used a heating pad. I never actually did ice during this whole process. That's probably something else I would add in, but I used the heating pad a little bit to warm up the area so that, you know, increased blood flow, increased circulation could help heal the area. Another important aspect of any injury, I believe, is nutritional support. Now, this isn't necessarily things you take, you know, through your mouth, because a lot of times, you know, you have no idea whether that's actually getting to the area. Of course, some common things would be omega-3s, fish oils. That's really good for, because they're anti-inflammatory, good for all injuries, I would say. That's a big thing. Topically on the area, I used liniment a couple times. Now with liniment, this is a great, there's many different formulas. A common one is Tiger Balm. This is great when you suffer an injury. Just has some things that help with the area. If you have a chronic injury, you can go toward warming or hot liniments. They have different herbs, and it really helps to bring blood flow to the area. Another thing I used topically was magnesium. I have a magnesium spray bottle from Mineral Life. You can find some details regarding that on Legendary Strength website. Magnesium is a great one because it's a mineral that's actually used in muscle relaxation, and because of the strain and the spasms of the muscles, they were chronically tightened up. And, you know, if you can spray this on the area, this is actually something the chiropractic recommend that I probably wouldn't have thought of myself. So it was a good thing I added in there as well. A couple other things just as far as herbs. One herb that I think is great for injuries and actually just supporting your whole skeletal structure, connective tissue, joints, and all that is euchomia bark. It's one of the top Jing herbs in the Chinese tonic herb system. It's actually a rubber tree, and that's why it's known for that, because it has that latex type material. If you actually pull the bark apart, you can see this white sort of web-like rubbery stuff in there, and it's great for the joints and all that. So I actually recently made a tincture of that, and I started taking it quite a bit. It was good stuff. One thing I forgot to use, but I definitely would have, I don't know why I didn't even think of this, but right when you get an injury, if you can apply DMSO to the area, it can do phenomenal things as far as reducing the injury right from the beginning. Now, this is something of a debated topic. It's technically not legal in many of the states to use this on yourself, but you can still get it for horses or as a solvent. It's often used for that. So it is something. Do your own research on that. That is something I definitely would have used. For some reason, I just completely forgot about it. So here's one other thing that I did that I've written about before and talked about before, but I think was definitely a big factor in my healing, and that is using grounding or earthing. I've talked about this many times. I have pads under my computer and also a sheet on my bed that I use, and this gives you a connection to the earth, and the earth is basically an unlimited supply of electrons, and this can help reduce inflammation in a big way. They've done quite a bit of research on this. So by doing the grounding, what I actually did, I took that bed sheet I have and I just wrapped it around my body and kept that there for throughout most of the day. And I did this, I believe, a couple days. I started doing a little less once it started feeling better. But by providing there, that's the healing support, and you do it directly on the area, so the earthing has to come through that and it applies directly to that area. Of course, sleeping on that, I was doing that every night as well, but I did it throughout the day, and I think that was a big part of what helped. Some other things I do is I did some energy medicine techniques. Now, energy medicine, specifically the brand of it that I'm doing, is from a lady, Donna Eden, and there are a whole bunch of techniques that work on pain. So I started doing a number of those different ones, and I found some relief from doing them. So that was really cool to do. That's a huge topic in and of itself. I'll talk more about this in the future. And I also did some area around my beliefs using technique called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which I'll also be talking more about in the future. Belief is a very important part that is often not talked about when you're talking about healing. If you believe you're going to heal, well, that it's going to be a fast process. These are all beliefs that I had. One, I actually believe that I don't get hurt. And I think that actually goes a long way in not hurting myself. The truth was, actually, after I hurt myself, I was kind of shocked that it happened because, like I said, it's been so long and I have this belief that I don't get hurt from my training. So when it actually happened, that was, you know, evidence to the contrary of a belief I had. So, you know, like most people, even though I see evidence contrary to it, I reframe it as, oh, this doesn't happen at all, and I still don't get hurt in my training. It's still belief I want to hang on to, because really with beliefs, often things aren't true. It's just, you know, what's more useful for you to believe. Another belief I have is that should something happen, my body heals quickly. What actually happened, it was a funny thing that got me thinking on this subject. A well-meaning person was talking to me about this, and she said, well, I hope this doesn't bother you for life. Now, as I said, she was well-meaning when she said that, but if you aren't careful, what can happen is this be taken in as your subconscious mind is like, oh, this is something that should affect you for your life. Basically, you're screwed, you got this injury now, and it's going to bother you forever. Now, that's not something I believe. And there are a whole bunch of things you can do as far as treating the beliefs around the area. Also, with the EFT, there may be emotional effects of that. So, were you angry at the injury? Were you pissed off? I talked about how I was shocked about it. And also, I had this little conflict because here I was promoting something as injury-proofing, yet at the same time, I actually hurt myself. In the end, I decided to come clean about this. I don't want to hide anything. I like to be truthful in everything that I do. So here I am on the podcast talking about my injury. And I still believe kettlebell juggling will go a long way toward injury proofing you. It can be overdone and it can lead to injuries. I'm not saying that's not going to happen at all. But overall, done in a smart manner, I think it's going to do more for the positive aspect and keeping you there rather than that. And truth is, after coming back from an injury, working back slowly, of course, but I think I'll be stronger for it than actually worse off. So, having gone through all these processes, all these different steps of healing it, including working on my beliefs, doing topical nutritional thing, getting it manually corrected with the chiropractic, hanging upside down, stopping training. Now I've gotten back to the point where I'm getting back into, I started, as I mentioned, with the rock climbing, got back to the hand balancing, started doing kettlebell juggling again, The first day I did that, real lightweight, I went with a 12 kilogram bell, which is lighter than I ever juggle, just to throw that a little bit, had no problem. So I started back with the 16 kilogram, and now I'm back to the point where I don't feel the effects. I don't feel it on the back at all, in a bad way. Still feel it on the back, depending on the move doing. So I don't feel in any bad way and can go up, and I haven't started working with the heavier weights. Once again, I have still a lot of footage to film for this, so I'm going to be sure to listen to my body as I'm doing it, but still working with the lightweight for a while. I also just recently started deadlifting again, something I hadn't done for quite some time, just as I was focusing on this other stuff, but I plan on bringing my deadlift back up. Once again, starting slowly, but working my way back up. And my back felt fine as I was doing it. I figured that the deadlift would be the true test, that and the kettlebell juggling, because that's really, it was the bending over aspect that was hard of it and seemed to have more tightness in my hamstrings, so I'm going to be working to build up that flexibility as well. Now, another belief I have is that, you know, there's a positive aspect to everything that happens, even something like an injury. Part of me actually believes that this happened for a number of reasons, and basically this is looking for the silver lining. One of the reasons was that so I can remember how, and I'm doing quotes with my fingers in the air as I say this, regular people feel. The truth is a lot of people go throughout their daily lives, they have some sort of chronic pain, some sort of injuries, something that is really holding them back from what they're doing. I try to be Superman. That's basically what I'm going for with my training and everything that I do. I want to become a superhero. And superheroes don't get injured. That's just not what happens for the most part. You know, of course, there are some times when that does happen. So this was really a reminder to me how other people feel. You know, I go through years at a time without having an injury at all. I had forgotten what having one was like, for not being able to go after training goals that I had because my back hurt. So it was a good reminder of this is how other people, so that I'm in some ways more connected with clients and people that I train and coach, so I understand where they're coming from, because it really had been that long, so I was kind of out of touch with them where they're at. Another reason that this was good for me was that I was actually going through an energy training course and we were focused on pain. So if I didn't have any pain to work with, it would have been hard for me to do it. So it was kind of just set up from the universe or something so that I would have some pain so then I could actually work with on it. So that kind of worked out. I got to enjoy chiropractic treatment for the first time, which is, you know, something I'd say a lot of people, it's worth experiencing. It seemed to help quite significantly with this. And the truth is, I'll actually probably go to a chiropractic and maybe semi-regularly just to see any adjustments and see how that affects my training. I also ended up getting a massage just recently, which I haven't been doing. I figure I should actually allocate some of my money for these treatments just to keep my body even more in tune and to help speed recovery, healing, and all that, make sure things are working out really well as I'm doing it. So got to enjoy that for the first time and plan on doing it more in the future. Now I want to actually teach you one of the biggest secrets to becoming strong. Having had this happen, I realized this is a huge thing. This is actually one of the major things. What sidelines most people? They're injuries. So avoiding injury is actually one of the biggest things that's going to help you towards your efforts to become super duper strong. If that's one of your goals, realize that you really need to structure your training, you really need to train your body so that you can listen to it, get those signals from it so you know what to do. And if you can avoid injury, then all you got to do is progressive training over time, and in time, you will become ridiculously strong. What stops so many people, whether they're competitive athletes or just doing it for themselves, they can't continue pursuing their goals because they suffer an injury. And even after the injury, if you can't rehab from it, which is another big aspect. So, you know, avoiding the injuries, if at all possible, definitely do that. But figuring out how you can come back from them stronger and in a very short time frame is a huge thing. So we've covered all kinds of information here today. I hope you've enjoyed this, learned a thing or two. I really do hope you're not suffering from any injuries. But if you're not, you know, maybe you picked up a thing or here where you can learn how to avoid them, or if you have any, maybe some of the details on what I did specifically to heal it. And I have to say, really, I think the biggest component of that is your beliefs. Get those straight. There are many different ways you can do it. If you want some ideas on that, I'll actually be doing an offer as far as some of the mental emotional training in the near future, a really special deal on that, so stay tuned. But if you take care of that part, then so much else will just actually fall into place, because how you have this programmed in your mind is going to really affect what happens, whether the body is getting the signal from your mind, from your whole system, to heal it or to hang on to it. Let's think about it this way. Your body, every single cell is replaced. So how does something, even though your bone, I think it's something like every 7 years, gets replaced, all the cells in that, the skin much faster, the muscle much faster. If everything's getting replaced, how's an injury staying there? It has to be a program in the mind telling it to keep and hang on to that. There's no reason that can't be healed quite quickly in many cases. I'm not a doctor, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. I'm just saying my experience. A chronic injury I had for a long time was my wrist. It wasn't until I treated my mind and looked at how I was programming this that they got much better, to the point where it doesn't affect me to this day. So I would definitely look into that component if you have any injuries yourself. That being said, I think that covered a lot of information in quite a short amount of time here. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you're liking the new direction with Legendary Strength. I'd love to hear your feedback, so be sure to do that. Also, if you do me a big favor, head on over to iTunes, find this podcast, Legendary Strength Podcast. You can subscribe there. Of course, it'll always be available on the website as well. But if you could give me a good rating on that so other people can find it and share the information, I'd also love to get ideas on what you would like to hear in the future. So thank you very much. Logan Christopher, signing off.